Remember the Lucky Charms universe, where species richness and evenness were both high? Well, walking in a rainforest, virtually every tree you come to is different from the last. Why are there so few common species and so many rare ones? Well, we discussed some hypotheses on the origin and maintenance of biodiversity earlier in the course, but let's revisit one important process that can affect the density and diversity of forest trees. This hypothesis was put forth by Jansen and Connell in 1988, and it's summarized in this graph. They correctly assumed that the number of seeds that are dispersed from a parent tree decreases with distance from that tree. That would make sense, as seeds are dispersed, fewer seeds are dispersed further away. They also predicted that the survival of seeds would increase with distance from the parent. And this reasoning is based on evidence that says the closer you are to the parent and your siblings, the more likely you are to get attacked by predators or pathogens that are attracted to them. This is density-dependent mortality. Furthermore, the closer a seed is deposited to the parent, the more likely it is that that seed will compete with its own parent for light, nutrients, etc. The intersection of the lines for probability of dispersal and survival with distance from the parent lead to the prediction that there is some optimal dispersal distance, where the likelihood of establishment of that species is highest. Thus, there should be some optimal spacing between individuals of the same species. In reality, some trees are clumped in space while others are widely dispersed, but it all depends on scale. Nonetheless, density-dependent mortality can play an important role in structuring the community.